All right, staying on healthcare, Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani is back with some updates on the COVID-19 pandemic. Anjali, mask mandates now appear to be going away in some states.
Specifically, of course, those states have had sort of this partnership, loosely partnered sort of approach to lifting mandates or enforcing mandates and the like. And that's what we're seeing right now. New Jersey, of course, announced yesterday that they're going to remove the mask mandates for schools starting March 7th. And that we're going to see. That's also in addition to what Pennsylvania did. We know that Delaware and Connecticut have also committed. So a lot going on there. We know that California and New York are also weighing similar measures. In other states where we do still see mandates, there's no word on whether or not they are going to be lifting anytime soon. Of course, this all comes at a time where we're seeing a decrease in cases of COVID, Omicron specific, as well as hospitalizations. We do continue to see concerning death toll, but with due time, this surge is going to pass, and this is an advanced strategy as a result of that.
And also, Anjali, I wanted to ask you about another developing story with regard to COVID, which sounds wacky, but it's actually quite serious. And that is, apparently deer have now been found to carry COVID. I think it's deer on Staten Island, if I'm not mistaken. It sounds like a punchline or something, but talk to us about what's at stake here and why it's serious.
So what you're hearing about is actually something that public health experts, virologists, infectious disease experts have been watching for the last couple of months. And it's sort of the reason why there's this debate about, you know, when will the virus become endemic and when do we see the end of the pandemic? And that is largely focused on specifically this point. We had a virologist on Yahoo Finance last month, I believe, Dr. Angela Rasmussen, who specifically talked about this and how the animals actually are sort of a reservoir for this disease. And that's the reason why most health experts are not willing to point to an end of the pandemic. Listen to what she had to say about that specifically.
So frankly, I don't think that elimination is going to be possible with this virus. This virus infects a number of different animal species. This is actually one thing that my lab works on. And even if every human being on the planet was vaccinated, there's still potentially susceptible hosts in the form of other animals that this virus could get into.
So as you can hear, that's really where we see the issue and why the prolonging of this virus's existence is sort of sure at this point in time, and why it might take quite a few years before we see anything looking like the end of coronavirus and COVID. Back to you.